It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
It's been rocky on Wall Street in recent weeks. When will all this volatility end?
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Joining us is Mark Lucchini. He is the chief investment strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott, and he joins us from Pittsburgh to talk about what is going on in the world of investing these days. There has been so much volatility and so many concerns out there, whether you're talking about the Chinese economy, things going on in Japan, Europe, or even on Wall Street. So, Mark, what is your sense? When are we going to see all this rockiness come to an end?
Well, John, I think it's likely that we're going to have some continued instability for the foreseeable future. Clearly, we don't have resolution to China's decelerating growth rate to know for certain at what level it's going to stabilize, although I think there's plenty of scope in China for officials to be able to do that successfully, but we're not there yet. And, of course, we know we have shifting monetary policy between some central banks around the world taking to lower interest rates into negative territory, while at the same time our own Federal Reserve had recently hiked interest rates. And so that's causing a lot of consternation in the market. But I think ultimately the fundamentals for the U.S. economy remain firm, including the recent jobs data we got that suggests that we should continue to see further expansionary growth in the U.S. Over the balance of 2016, which will bring stability ultimately to financial markets.
Let's talk about the global investing village for a moment here, Mark. It seems like we truly are living in one where something that happens in Asia then triggers some selling in Europe, and then Europe triggers some selling on Wall Street. Should we expect more of that this year?
John, it's difficult to be able to ascertain what triggers what anymore, given the fact that investors think and invest globally. That is to say, while we like to think perhaps we should be immune from events that are taking place outside the United States, that's not reality. The fact is that things have a contagion effect around the world that investors determine if it is something that threatens the behavior of corporate America, whether via the profit channel or on the credit side, is going to have an impact on our financial markets. So the fact remains, with investors looking to invest capital without borders, they're going to make investment choices relative to European equities, to Japanese equities, to U.S. equities, almost in a ubiquitous fashion.
And Mark, we have seen some pretty steep declines so far this year for the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P. At what point do we pretty much throw in the towel and concede this might be a losing year on Wall Street?
Well, we have a tough road ahead of us to climb back to break even from these levels, since we're spotting about down 10% so far this year. That said, I think we're going to see over the balance of the year improving conditions for equities to respond in a positive fashion. The key is that we don't see deterioration here taking place in the U.S. economy such that we're inevitably headed toward recession. Only one time since 1950, a period during which we've had nine recessions, have the market fallen by 20% or more, and that was Black Monday, October 19th, 1987. So that doesn't suggest that we necessarily have seen the bottom in equity markets at this juncture, but it seems unlikely at the same time that we're going to continue to see equities grind lower without at least an interim rally, if not a more sustainable one predicated upon improving economic conditions, which is clear at the moment at least that we're likely to see, at least in the near term, which should help to stabilize markets and invite investors back into risk assets.
I guess that's the big question. Will the U.S. economy hold its own this year?
Well, for us, we look for measures that would give us some forward-looking view into why we think that's likely to be true, that the U.S. economy can hold on to its growth. And you look at yesterday's jobless claims number, down to 269,000, plumbing near 40-year lows. You look at today's retail spending figures, and they were actually quite strong. You look at figures out of the manufacturing and services side, and while those readings are flirting with contractionary territory, they're still not indicative of recessionary levels. And so there's nothing to suggest that necessarily the U.S. economy is going to reflate at a particularly robust pace. But at the same time, it's hardly flagging conditions that warrant an above-average recession risk.
Mark Lucchini, the chief investment strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott, joining us from Pittsburgh. Mark, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you, John.
And Mark, best of luck tracking all this volatility this year.
It's going to be interesting.
I bet you feel like you're on a roller coaster some days.
Day in and day out, you never know what you're going to walk into. And yeah, exactly. You're trying to see through the noise for the signal, but sometimes it's a little bit of a clouded crystal ball.
Yeah. Mark Lucchini in Pittsburgh. And keep in mind, you can follow all of our shows on iTunes, Spotify, and now Deezer and Stitcher. I'm John Wardock. Thanks very much for listening.
Do your stories at the water cooler always seem to fall flat? Then listen to What's News from the Wall Street Journal.